We forgot to mention just a couple of prayer requests that were brought to us. And that is, Jay Dempsey is having surgery Friday for a detached retina. One of our missionaries, he just preached here for us at the missions conference, the Dempseys. And also, Tom Stiles, he's having some health issues. If you could be praying for him also, I wanted to bring them to you. Again, as we start tonight, we're continuing our series of messages on charity. And we've started each week with 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. And we said the title of this message, ongoing, is All Your Things a More Excellent Way. It's to be done with charity. And as we gave a definition, again, the Legault definition of charity is the love of God flowing through the believer to others. Okay, but the official definition is from Webster's 1828 dictionary in a general sense, the love, benevolence, that's an attitude of good towards, goodwill, the disposition of heart which inclines men to think favorably of their fellow men and to do them good. And says in a theological sense, when you look at it from God's perspective, it's supreme love to God in universal goodwill to men. With love to God and goodwill to men. And you'll see why I'm emphasizing that part of the definition later on in the message tonight. And again, we gave you the law of first mention. We won't turn there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, in the second half of the verse, it says, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And so your knowledge will fill you up of yourself. Charity will help you build up others. Okay, so that takes us to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 13. For the sake of time, we will not read the verses starting off. We will when we get down to where we're at, okay? My wife looked at me when Pastor Kinney said 10 after because we needed time. We had a lot of prayer requests. I went to India the first time we went over. I was supposed to preach. Dr. Paul said, Pastor Legault, you can take as much time as you want. You have 45 minutes to an hour. Steve Ford was supposed to give a five-minute testimony before I preached. Brother Ford crying, talking about the loss of his dad and what it cost. And when he was over there, they could see his love. He spent 40 minutes giving his testimony and how God had worked in his heart and the need of him being there. Paul turned around and looked at me and he goes, 5 minutes, preacher. 5 minutes. Well, mainly because of the testimony and the scriptures that Steve went to, but I preached one point out of a message on the love of God, and three people got saved in that service that night. So it's not so much the length of time, it's what God does with what you say. Amen? See, you with me in that? Okay, so that takes us down through, as you see, in the, let me see here, I got to get to the right place. I had it and then moved my pages. I looked at my wife. She says, you're going to finish this? And I said, I only got 3 pages of notes for tonight. She says, I can't even read your notes. Okay, there we are. You know, if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you go down through this list, you know, and we saw in chapters or verses 1 through 3, it's if you don't have charity, you're just noise without structure. Because you can't hear the music of God. Sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And even though you think you have spiritual gifts, and I'm going to mention someone who claimed to have a spiritual gift, and then you understand all, you have understanding of all mysteries and all knowledge, and you have all faith and you have not charity, God says, you're nothing. I am nothing. Verse 3, if you're willing to give everything, even your life, you have that such religious zeal that you'll give even your life and you have not charity, it profits you nothing, okay? Profits you nothing. And then it goes on and tells us that charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity vaunteth not itself, okay? It's not always trying to lift self up. It's not puffed up. It's not full of me. And I don't understand why you can't see how great I am All right, that's the way most people think. It's how great our God is. Does not behave itself unseemly, that's improperly, indecently, in an unbecoming manner. Seeketh not her own. Again, a me first generation. I am constantly reading on how with counseling to understand people's thought process and look at in the world when they tell people about dealing with their, they deal with two parts of the human being. They deal with their soul, their id, they want to say, and their body, but they never deal with their spirit. And so it's part of it's left out because we're three-part beings. And you need to understand something there. The world says if you can't love yourself more, you won't love other people. God says, love yourself less. Love God first and other people more than you. So it seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. I spent some time on anger, something I've always struggled with. And when you have charity, the anger should not manifest itself in that way. Thinketh no evil. We spent time on that. You can go back and listen to the message. Doesn't rejoice in sin. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. When a Christian laughs at an unsaved man's dirty joke, you know what he's rejoicing in? Something that you wouldn't want your children to hear, your wife to know, maybe you're laughing at it. Just think about that. Doesn't rejoice, thinketh no evil, doesn't rejoice in sin, rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And there was the first 15 minutes I planned on using preaching. That takes us down to 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8. And now we'll read to the end of the chapter. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. Yes, they have their own thoughts and language. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. And when I became a man, I put away what? For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even also as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, that's what abides. But the greatest of these is charity. Now in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8, it starts off and the first part of that verse says what? Charity sometimes. Charity once in a while. Charity never what? It never fails. So it is the thing to come to in every situation and circumstance. It never fails. It says charity never faileth. If the love of God can flow through you to someone else, it will produce what God wants. Charity never faileth. See, we go back to the definition. I told you the reason I wanted to read 1828 dictionary definition. It says supreme love to God and universal goodwill to man. That means God first. What's the first and great commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. And what's the second commandment? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, actually, you have to love them more than you. Okay? Because, again, if you study the book of Philippians, the greatest thought that runs through that book is joy and rejoicing. And the acronym of joy is Jesus first, others second, and you last. If we get upset about a problem, it's because we don't believe we're being treated properly in that situation. So that means I just made that whole situation about me. When it's supposed to be about the love of God flowing through me to them. You still with me? Don't hate me yet? You better have charity. You can't escape it. You need to understand that. Okay? Charity has to be working in your life. If it's not, you've got problems. You've got problems. See, charity never fails. I want you to go to Genesis. I'll try to do this quickly. Don't want to lose this point. Genesis chapter 42. Genesis chapter 42. The background of Genesis 42, Joseph has been sold into slavery by his brothers because one brother protected him because they were going to kill him. Isn't that good charity? Because they didn't like the fact that they thought their father loved him more than them. Charity envieth not. So instead of killing him, they sold him into slavery. And he had a horrible treatment there. Because Joseph is probably the greatest type in all of Scripture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't measure up, people, but he's closest to it, and we see the characters of the Old Testament. And he turns around, and there's a famine in Israel. They come down to Egypt. They're looking for food, and who they got to deal with? The one they wanted dead. All right? And that takes us to Genesis 42. I'm just trying to set the backdrop. Genesis 42. Let me see what I start with here. And let me see. Genesis 42. And verse, let me see here. Genesis 42, verse 23. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. They didn't know they were standing before their brother. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again and communed with them, and took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Was he getting even, or was he preparing something to learn? Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and restore every man's money into a sack and to give them provision for the way. And thus did he unto them. They're keeping Simeon because he's going to have to hold, right? And they laded their asses with the corn and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender, he was trying to feed his method of transportation some gas. Okay? The donkey, he fed him provender in the end. He gave him some grain, and he espied his money, and behold, it was in his sack's mouth. He's opened up the sack they're supposed to return, take back to Israel. And I don't mean the country, I mean the father, Jacob, who became Israel. And the money that he had paid was there. And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored. Lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart, what? See, because charity never fails. Your heart will fail you. Your emotions will fail you when you let the love of God flow through you, because you can't do it in your own strength. It never fails. You know what's coming back to them? What do we do? We did to our brother, and now look at their heart. It doesn't say his heart, the guy who found it. He says their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done unto us? That's the way so many people think of God. If I mess up, God's going to get to get even with me. Karma, 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 karma. Don't understand the love of God that passes that and passes all understanding. And they came to Jacob, their father, into the land of Canaan and told him all that befell them. The man spoke to them as Lord, and then you know the rest of the story. Now they're afraid. They don't even want to go back. When something's not resolved and you start to feel guilty and you start to realize and you finally have to deal with what you have done, first step in repentance is recognition of your sin. Right? This was all done so that Joseph could get them to forgive themselves. That's what charity will do. If you continue reading, we won't for the sake of time, to get them to forgive themselves. Right? They had to come back. They had to deal with it. And what does he do? He reveals himself. So not only they were afraid of what happened, but you know, sometimes your stomach will cause you to do things you say you can't do. And they came back, and they had to confront this leader in Egypt. And they didn't know it was Joseph. But God knew who they were. And Joseph knew who they were. And ultimately, Joseph revealed himself, tried to get them to forgive themselves, and said even though they did it, God caused it to take place so that many would be spared. You get the picture? Sometimes we don't understand charity. Because sometimes, you know, charity will cause you to have to be honest with somebody to protect them from themselves, to help them to confront what they've done and to recognize it and to have godly remorse. Try to restore what you can and endeavor not to repeat 4 hours of repentance. That's what charity is for. You know, a person can't get saved if they don't repent. They can't get saved. They have to recognize who God is. They have to recognize themselves in relationship to God. And then have to trust Him when they can't trust themselves. That only happens when charity flows through. So it never fails. It never fails. Turn to Psalm 142. I may not get off this point tonight. This is going to be like an India message. I can't do the rest of it. Not let you out of here soon enough. James has got to get some sleep. I don't know how you are, James, but whenever I have anything like that, if I have pressure, I need to God, something's got to happen the next day, I don't sleep. We're going up to have Judy have her appointment. We're going to be there all day long. She looks at me and says, "You're going to be able to drive?" Because I got an hour and a half sleep the night before. I was up praying about that. Psalm 142. It's a psalm of David. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. And the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man who would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name, and the righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. That is God's love, bringing the person through. Charity never fails. When you don't know what to do, and you don't want it to blow up, you don't want it to be a mess, you got to go forward. Repeat with me. Charity never fails. I didn't hear any of you. Repeat with me. Charity never fails. One more time. Charity never fails. All God's people said, good night and God bless.